Let me put it to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Joining me on the line is Yakob Venta, founder of the Progression Group. A very good morning to you, Yakob. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abs. Fantastic, and yourself?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. If you don't know what we're chatting to Yakob about earlier this week, Stats South Africa released its status, its latest figures that paint a bleak future for young South Africans. Stats SA's quarterly labor force survey revealed that there are more than 3 million South Africans aged between the age of 15 and 24 who are neither employed not pursuing a higher education qualification. And when I say higher education, I hope Errol's listening. I'm also talking about colleges, universities, technicon. Everything is all included in there. So the question we're asking then, is the call center industry perhaps one of the answers that we should be looking to this, considering that the industry has grown by about 8% a year since 2003 and today directly employs about 54,000 people across the country? Yago, certainly it is a force to be reckoned with, the call center industry.
Yes, most definitely, Ames. I mean, what we've created over the last few years has definitely made a big impact on a lot of young South Africans' lives in terms of their knowledge and their skills in the real world and how to become independent and how to make really good money and even pursue further opportunities that can make them successful for themselves and their families. So most definitely, Abs.
Yakob Venta is the founder of the Progression Group. It is 49 minutes past four. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about the possibilities of the call center industry being a solution to the issue of unemployment in South Africa. Yakob, one of the things you'll always hear, and I think it's connotations that are there, and I'd like you to address them if you can, but you always hear, sure, you work in a call center. Aww. Is this, I don't know if you see it, but there's that connotation that comes with working in a call center where we feel that most certainly no one really wants to work in the industry. But is it just that South Africans are lazy or they do not understand the whole issue of starting at the bottom?
I think it's probably a combination of both. I mean, I do probably anything between, I'd say, 50 to 100 interviews a week with young South Africans from all around the country, you know, to, you know, supplement our offices around the country. And, you know, when I ask them a question like, you know, in your head, what does a real job in brackets, you know, look like? And it's never really what they do. It's more about what it looks like. They say things like, you know, I'll be sitting at a desk and I'll wear a suit and it'll be a nice office. You know, and I think it's the image that's created from their parents and their peers and the education system of what, as long as you look important, you know, that's what your job must be about. And it's not necessarily about what you must do. So I think also there's a stigma around, you know, being in a call center, doing marketing or doing sales. And that's the kind of job you do if you can't find a real job. But the reality is, in any company in the world, marketing and sales are the two most important parts. And that's what makes any company run at the end of the day. And the sales department is also the one that pays all the other departments, you know. So even if you look at entrepreneurs and successful CEOs around the world, guys like Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, and even Elon Musk from South Africa has been quoted as saying some of their top skills in, you know, their arsenal is to be able to market and sell their ideas and their concepts, and that's why they are where they are. So when it comes to the stigma that a lot of people have around either doing door-to-door or direct marketing or call center sales, it's completely unfounded because it develops a lot of skills in the individuals that do it. It develops their knowledge, and it also really is one of the most highest paid industries in the world because of how diverse it can become.
Talking to that, Jaco, I mean, I'm bringing myself here into this, coming from a marketing and sales background. I remember how tough it was back then to get a job in sales and marketing, just coming out of school or coming out of university or coming out of college. How have things changed, or have things changed? Is it easier now? Is it still difficult to get that job?
Well, it's actually not as hard as people might think. We don't have as stringent criteria as what a lot of companies are looking for. I mean, we do insurance-based products mainly, so a basic thing that we need is just for somebody to have passed matric or something that's equivalent to matric, you know, like an NQLF or 4 or something like that, and a great attitude. That's pretty much it that we look for. And when we say great attitude, it's not just about being positive, you know, and having the right outlook, but also just a great attitude towards hard work. Because no matter what industry you want to be in, whether you've got a degree or not, hard work is going to be necessary if you want to move ahead. So if somebody's got matric, they've got a great attitude and a willingness to work, we're willing to take them, to train them, and to coach them, and to show them how to become independent and successful young South Africans that can not only look after themselves and their families, but also contribute positively to the economy and even create jobs if that is what they want to be a part of.
And so, though, I think one of the things you've just mentioned as we close off, in terms of the big guns, I will always say that marketing and sales, you know, you've got to be able to do those to actually make it into the business world altogether. One of the things, I don't know, perhaps this will persuade those that are sitting at home that are looking to fall into this career. One thing I still remember from sales, and one thing I still love the most and I still love bragging about, is that I've been through that process, and I'll always say to people, I've done my time. I've made the calls. Mm-hmm. I'll say I've made the calls. And certainly when it comes to this, is in sales and marketing, you have to understand that you will have to make calls.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, it not only teaches you how to, you know, have that sort of, how can I say, hard mindset, you know, to keep going and to keep trying and on the phone or in the field. But that's something that can help guys in life as well, you know, is to know that if I keep on trying and if I keep on learning from every call, I'm going to get better, I'm going to improve my skills, and I can do pretty much anything. You know, the power is in the numbers, that if I try for long enough, I'm going to get the result that I'm looking for. And yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a badge of honor that you wear if you know that, you know, you kept on trying and you actually got a result. It does something to somebody's confidence and, you know, even to the outlook on life. So I definitely agree with you, Abs.
I tell you what, when you've come through that whole system, no one can tell the confidence that it builds in you. You really know what you've achieved. Jaco, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, and certainly the Progression Group, I'm sure then there might be one or two people looking into the Progression Group. But thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Abs. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much also. Jaco Venter, founder of the Progression Group, just talking to us about the benefits. If you're looking for employment, try considering the call center industry. You never know. It might be your calling.